What's up, y'all? How you doing? How you feeling? What you doing and what you feeling? I wanted to make sure I started off by asking those questions because they're important. And right now, you might not be getting that asked of you a lot, especially at a time where many of us have a lot of anxiety and a lot of worries. But today on Now That's Life, we're going to discuss the power that we have, or our power, during a time when we feel powerless. Now, we know the immediate example is COVID-19 and coronavirus, but it's taken a toll on us. But there is much more that we can start to do on a small scale to stay sane, healthy, and grateful. And let me tell you, this ain't the only trouble in life we have been through, that we will ever go through, and that we will ever see. But the only way for us to really make it through these times is to realize what we can control, what we do have power over, and how we can help our immediate situation. It's realistic to focus on some of the things we can't do, but it's also amazing for us to focus on what we can. Let's dive in. I'm your host, Dr. Nina Ellis Hervey. I'm a licensed clinical and school psychologist in the states of Texas and Louisiana. I'm a licensed specialist in school psychology, a nationally certified school psychologist, an associate and tenured professor, and a certified professional life coach. And this is the Now That's Life podcast. Now, while I want this podcast to be a helpful and also a great resource to you, it's definitely not meant to be a substitution for a relationship with a licensed mental health professional. So first off, big ups to all of you all that continue to send me emails and ask me questions and ask me for specific content. And I'm here for it. Definitely here for it. So I wanted to make mention of the fact that I have a lot of you all that are on my email list. So if you sign up for my free 8-day supernatural video course, which is a course that teaches you not only research-based methods and ways to live your life in order to get the most from it, but also examples from my own life, lives of people that I work with, my clients, my students, things of that sort. I think you will be most happy for the course that's absolutely free, but that gives you access to my email list. And what I've been doing over there is sending some encouraging emails and also taking time to make some voice notes for you guys. Here is one of the last ones that I sent you guys, which I feel like is a good starter to this conversation of power and how we harness more power than we believe. So y'all, I just want to remind you to be happy, to be blessed, to be cognizant of your surroundings, understand what's happening around you, but also realize what you got control over. You know, your girl, Dr. Nina, I get in my brain all the time. I tell y'all, the anxiety is real. The mind racing is real. However, in these times, we need to make sure that we're being as sound and as solid as we possibly can be. I want you guys to win. And winning means winning in spite of the storm, in spite of the things that are happening to you, in spite of everything that's going on around you. I want to remind you that you are more than a conqueror. This is not about you trying to control what's happening. It's about you taking control of what you can, which is yourself. And it's times like these that teach us what we need to do with us, with our families, with our units, with our lives. So I challenge you to focus on the things that you can change, the things that you can grow, the things you can look forward to. And I know that you will come out smoothly on the other end. Might be rough getting there. I'm not going to guarantee you no smooth ride. You're going to have to hit a couple bumps. But believe me, the ride will be worth it. It's your girl, Dr. Nina, signing out. Now go ahead and read the rest of this email. Peace. So when I send these messages, it's usually a bright idea that I get when it comes to my email list. And I love that you guys enjoy those messages. However, I did also play that back for myself. And I realize a lot of times we don't think about the power that we have in situations. Let's talk even outside of this whole pandemic, because that's not my only focus in life. Hard times come. They come and they go. That's something we have to remember. And that's the first thing within our power. But I wanted to use COVID as a way to create an acronym for ways that we can start to really think about
things that we can do to reduce our anxiety in hard times. And so I wanted to make sure that we started to implement these in our day-to-day lives and find ways for us to really freshen ourselves when it comes to our own skill set, what we have to offer, and how we move and how we can get through situations. Because I think a lot of times we don't give ourselves enough credit and we don't think about the things that we can handle within our reach. And that's the focus for today. So the C, so we're spelling out COVID, right? So C is cover yourself. And in any situation, what I mean there is we need to make sure that we understand how important it is to us to make sure that we take care of ourselves. A lot of times we lend ourselves, our bodies, our times, our health, everything else to other people before we even think about the impact it will have on us. And some of us in some way have translated this as a way of being selfish. No, I'm not talking being selfish. How good are you going to be to other people if you have not met your own needs first? And what I mean by that is not your wants, your desires, all of those things. That's not what I'm saying, but I'm talking about your needs. And sometimes your needs involve you needing to take care of you, you needing to take time for your physical, mental, and emotional health, you needing to make sure that you have a quiet space, you needing to make sure that you meditate, pray, read your Bible, whatever it is that gets you through the hump and the slump, you putting on your oxygen mask first. A lot of times we get mad at other people for them asking us for things, but a lot of times we sacrifice ourselves and help others and they expect that from us. We've taught them that behavior. I'm included. I cannot sit here and act like I've never been there, but I can tell you it's a world of difference in starting to care for yourself more than just self-care, but also considering yourself in those who need the help and need the reassurance and need the growth and need the mental, you know, adjustment. Honestly, in times like these, it's okay to think about how you're affected. It's okay for you to cry. It's okay for you to need to take a time out. It's okay for you to take a little time for yourself, because if you don't do that, if you don't find time to reassure and take care of yourself, guess what? You're going to give out. And when you give out, how can you offer anything to anyone else? That's not realistic. So in this time, I want you to figure out what it means to cover you, to take care of you. I'm not talking being selfish. I'm talking about making sure that you meet your basic needs, making sure that you are on that Maslow's hierarchy of needs and you at least get the bottom to the middle level of what you need at this time. I know it's going to take taking care of your parents, taking care of your children, taking care of your life, checking on others, doing all of that. But have you checked on you? That's the question. The next letter is O, or for cover others. And what I mean by this is the time where you really start to check the oxygen mask of others, right? So if the plane is going down, if stuff is getting rough, you've put on your oxygen mask. Now you can properly check for other people, making sure that they are safe, they are okay, that they are doing all within their will and their power to be the best that they can be. I know in this situation particularly, it's rather hard because we're hearing a lot of reports and we're hearing a lot of things that we should be doing and what we want to do. And we try to enforce that on other people, especially us caring folk. We want to make sure people are washing their hands, they're taking care of their hygiene, that they're washing their clothes, that they're making sure when they come in and out of the house, they're safe. All of those different things. And also that they're staying home, right? So that's one of the biggest things, or that they have their basic needs met. They have toilet tissue, which we know is coming a dime a dozen right about now, paper towels or other things that they need, or that they're actually washing themselves and taking care of themselves. And if you have children, that they're eating, your parents, if you're taking care of them, that they're eating, taking their medications, all of that. But in this time, it's also important to realize in covering others that a lot of people will make decisions that you don't agree with at this time. A part of covering them is making sure that you make them aware of their behavior, but at the same time, making sure that they accept what they're getting into or what they choose to do. And I know that a lot of us in different states around, like Florida, New York, other places, we still see people in all these places, not just the ones I've named, everywhere, still making decisions that we don't agree with. But one of the biggest things that we can do is allow people to have their strength and decision. All you can do is make sure that you take care of your end of the bargain. You stay safe. You stay together. You make sure that you're educating others within your own control. But if they don't want to abide by what's necessary in order for us to get through things, you also have to make hard decisions. And that's a part of covering them as well, is making sure they're aware, but also realizing that you don't have the power to make them do what's right. The next letter is V, or fill the void. And what I mean here is we have a lot more free time on our hands. Some of us have lost our jobs. Some of us are in the house 24/7. We are not even leaving because we're not essential workers. Some of us are working from home. Like myself, I'm used to moving around and shaking. I'm used to traveling and doing all of that. I have more time on my hands than I have in a long time. Guess what? I'm making use of it. And I encourage others to do the same. You don't want to take this extra time that you have and not do anything with it. Yes, we can feel the pain, we can feel the burn, and I support you in feeling every emotion that is necessary at this time. If you need to cry, if you need to scream, if you need to punch a pillow, make sure that you do that. Make sure that you get those feelings out on the daily. Think about what you need, what you don't, and what's going on in your life, and take it for what it is. But at the same time, also figure out how you can make things better from this point on. Trouble does not last always, and I cannot say that enough. It will change. Changes always come, and when you hit rock bottom, the only place to go is up. So now is the time to think about, what is my next plan? What am I going to do? How am I going to use this time? If I haven't made the right connections, or if I should be making other connections, let me do that. Whatever I can do within my power right now, let me do that. If I need to learn more about money, how to save what I do have left, if I don't have much left, what can I do right now? And think about that, and things that I can do to fill the void right now within my control, rather than thinking about all of the disparity, all of the issues in the world that I cannot control. What can I control within my reach? And those are valid questions, because a lot of times when we catastrophize or we think less of our ability to make a change, it's because we're thinking about the other situations. We're thinking about everything on this national and global level, and not just locally, and what we can do from within our homes. What power do we have? What can we do? What's working for me right now? Not just what's working against me. Let me figure out some things that I can do. And those of you all who have been blessed to keep your jobs, to still have some income and flow, what can you be doing better with your resources? How can you be giving to, you know, others in some other way? Or how can you make sure that you're giving back to yourself? Is this now the time for you to learn how to better spending practice, or better saving practices, or learn how to do another trade or another job, or learn an online trade or something that you can do? Right now is the time to fill the void, not to just sit around and twiddle our thumbs or to be completely sad and in despair. A lot of times, creating a schedule or creating something that gives us something to look forward to gives us less anxiety, helps us to feel more fulfilled, and also helps us to feel like we have something to get up for every morning. So think about that. I hope you guys are enjoying this short episode. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to finish up the last two letters and make sure we have a quick discussion there. Y'all, I have been making the biggest effort to find alternative ways to reduce pains and aches, especially related to my stress. And I've told y'all over the years, those of you all that have followed me on YouTube, is that I hate taking pills and medications other than those needed supplements and things that are directly related to my immediate health needs. Now, I've been blessed to try out Ned's Natural Cycle Kit, and Ned has the highest quality full-spectrum CBD from organically grown hemp plants. They offer science-backed and nature-based solutions and an alternative to prescriptions and over-the-counter drugs, and I'm happy that they are bringing y'all, or helping to bring you guys, today's episode. Now, they sent me their Natural Cycle Collection, which is an effective way to ease menstrual cramps, reduce stress, and support hormonal balance without having to rely on pills or pills only. This collection was crafted by amazing women, so they get it, right? Now, let me tell y'all a little bit about the package that I got and the goodies I got, which was the Hormone Balance Blend Oil, the Period Ease Blend Oil, the Period Soothe Salve, as well as the Hormone Energize Roll-On. Now, trying these over the past few few months has been amazing. It helps me to feel more relaxed, not drugged, but it helped to reduce cramps and aches, which seem to stress me out even more. And I know, if y'all know me, I don't like being stressed out. That's not what we about over here. And I also love that they share their third-party lab reports that show info and the way that they process their products and the information behind that. Now, as I always say, don't just buy stuff because I tell you to. Make sure you go and check out Nair for yourself and see their collection with your own eyes. And of course, I got y'all. So go to www.helloned.com/Dr. Nina or enter Dr. Nina at checkout for 15% off all of your first order plus free shipping. Again, that's www.helloned.com/Dr. Nina or enter Dr. Nina at checkout for 15% off your first order plus their free shipping. Now, y'all, we are back and we're going to go ahead and finish up these last two letters. So let's dive right in. I is for integrate what you have already learned in life. Now, this one is a big one. A lot of times we fail to remember the things that we've already done in life. And it doesn't have to be something super significant or groundbreaking or shaking. You need to make sure that you remember what you've already come through. Something that you have not given yourself credit for that could help you here in the present. A lot of times there's nothing new under the sun. And a lot of the situations we've been through, we don't count as anything notable. But let me remind you that a lot of the things you've been through, other people have not. A lot of the things that you can count as a blessing, a lot of people cannot. So now is the time to take from those experiences and make sure you make use of them now. I'm going to give you guys a quick real world example. Now, I know I talk about weight loss and fitness a lot because I lost that 100 pounds. I'm proud of myself. Kept that thing off for a long time, almost 15 years now. Now, what I'm going to say here is, no, it doesn't immediately seem to apply to every part of my life, but I'm going to tell you something. Most people can't lose a lot of weight and keep it off. And so what I remember is, girl, if you can do that, you can do this. If it's hard for you to stay in the house, it was definitely hard for you to be running every day on that treadmill, on that elliptical, or lifting them weights and everything else you continue to do for 15 years in order to keep yourself healthy. You can definitely do this. There's a lot of little things we don't give ourselves credit for that we don't think apply to the next thing in life. Sometimes it translates very much the same. Your long suffering, your ability to stay steadfast, your ability to stay focused, your ability to get through different things. And you're not giving yourself credit. Even if you've come through a hard relationship where you had to make decisions that weren't necessarily comfortable or even very favorable for someone else. In these situations, it shows us when we need that skill yet again. It's the same thing. So give yourself more credit for what you've been through and also use the opportunity to exercise exactly what you've done and use it today. This last letter is D, of course, and that's dedicate yourself to demonstrating what you know. Just like the last one, we want to integrate what we've already learned in life, but with dedicating yourself to demonstrating it, it's a different action. It's making sure that you take that and you vow to make sure that you make record of the things you've done and how you've used them and how you're going to use them now and today, how they can benefit you and how they can move you forward. Dedicate yourself to exercising and strengthening those skills. So right now, you might have the skills of being a great clerical worker. And right now is the time for you to continue to build on those skills. How could that help you in this digital era now, because we are really stuck into being digital, to find something that you can add to the space that hasn't been done? Could you be reaching out to other people in which you can help in this area or enrich or train? Could you be using the skills that you have to make them more marketable? Could you be strengthening those skills? Is there some course you can take to build on those skills? This is the time for you to think about not just what you've done, but what you can build on from what you've done. That's moving it to the next level. And I hope you guys will understand how this applies across the rest of your life. Now, I told you guys that today's podcast would be short, and I was absolutely telling the truth. I know I can run my mouth, but today I wanted this to be just a quick refresh. I hope you guys have enjoyed it, and I hope you've learned something from it, and I hope that you will share spirit. And that's it for today, like I said, but stay tuned for more and subscribe to know when I post my next episode. Sign up for my free e-newsletter at drninaellishervey.com, and you'll also receive my free 8-day supernatural course. And you can also find me across YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Beautiful Brown Baby Doll or Dr. Nina. And guys, I also try to make sure that I comment back to as many people as I can. And if you're on that email list and you respond, I try to respond to as many people as I possibly can. So make sure you get on in there. And as you guys know, soon you can expect the release of my mentorship membership, which is going to give even more in-depth courses and live webinars to those who sign up. It is a way for you to be mentored by yours truly. You know, so happy that I can be a mentor to many, but I want to make sure I take it to the next level. So make sure you get on that free e-newsletter, which will give you access to that email list so you can stay in the know. So you guys, stay healthy, wash your hands, stay in the house, make sure you take care of yourself, exercise, take care and cover yourself, cover your family, cover your friends, make sure you're staying connected as well. Digitally is just fine for now, but make sure you're getting a little bit of connection. I love y'all much, much love. Dr. Nina signing out. Peace.